We will begin this exercise with the 3-2-1 method. Find a comfortable position. Close your eyes. Take a deep breath. And while exhaling, mentally repeat and visualize the number 3, 3 times. To help you relax physically at level 3, I'm going to direct your attention to different parts of your body. Relax your scalp. Relax your forehead. Relax your eyes and the tissue surrounding your eyes. Give yourself a slight smile and relax the muscles of your face. Relax your throat. Relax your shoulders, arms, and hands. Take a deep breath, and while exhaling, relax your chest externally and internally. Take another deep breath, and while exhaling, mentally relax your abdominal area, externally and internally. Relax your thighs. Relax your knees. Relax your calves. Relax your feet. You are now at a deeper, healthier level of mind, deeper than before. This is your physical relaxation level 3. Whenever you mentally repeat and visualize the number 3, your body will relax as completely as you are now, and more so every time you practice. To enter mental relaxation level 2, take a deep breath, and while exhaling, mentally repeat and visualize the number 2 3 times, and you are at level 2. A deeper level than 3. Level 2 is for mental relaxation, where noises will not distract you. Instead, noises will help you to relax mentally more and more. To improve mental relaxation at level 2, practice visualizing tranquil and passive scenes. Do that now. Take another deep breath, and while exhaling, mentally repeat and visualize number 1 3 times. You are now at level 1, a deeper, healthier level of mind. To help you enter a deeper, healthier level of mind, I'm going to count from 10 to 1. On each descending number, and you will enter a deeper, healthier level of mind. 10. 9. Feel going deeper. 8. 7. 6. Deeper and deeper. 5. 4. 3. Deeper and deeper. 2. 1. You are now at a deeper, healthier level of mind, deeper than before. It is a wonderful feeling to be deeply relaxed, a very healthy state of being. Effective sensory projection statements for success. I am now able to attune my intelligence by developing my sensing faculties and to experience myself as any point, place, level, or depth, so as to be aware of any actions taking place. I am able to function in non-locality regarding time and space. I am aware that intelligence can exist at all levels and depths in the universe, and therefore, I can attune to all information. I am now able to use my sensing faculties and to experience myself as any matter. As any matter, kingdom, mineral, plant, animal, and human, if this is what I desire to do. I am now able to detect abnormalities whenever such abnormalities exist within any kingdom, any level, and any depth. I am now able to apply corrective measures and to bring back to normalcy any abnormality found within any kingdom, any level, and any depth is available at any level to be acted upon, to create through the subjective and objective dimensions. We will now program effective sensory projection for your success and program information with the use of mental projection for your benefit. We will establish subjective points of reference in the inanimate matter kingdom at different levels and depths for three objects that are similar and yet different. In a moment, I am going to count from 1 to 3 and cause a sound with my fingers. At that time, you will project yourself mentally to the living room in your home and imagine yourself standing in the center facing the south wall. 1, 2, 3. You are now standing in the center of your living room, facing the south wall. At the count of 3, you will extend your arm objectively and visualize the first object. 1, 2, 3. Extend your arm objectively and visualize the first object. Mentally, sense this object and relive and objectively repeat all the movements made previously. Examine this object from an external point of view. Its color, size and shape, its texture and density. Bring it closer and closer to your forehead. Mentally observe this object from a few inches away. Now allow it to touch your forehead and mentally project yourself into this object. You are now within object number one. You may return your hand to rest on your lap. If you imagine the object to be just big enough for you to fit in it, then you will not go very deeply inside. But if you imagine the object as big as this room, then you can go further within. If you will imagine this object to be as large as a massive building and to feel your size in contrast with it, then you can go still further within using the depth that this dimension of mind offers. Whenever you need to increase the illumination or amount or size of anything, just snap the fingers of your right hand slightly and expect the change to take place. For a decrease, or to return anything back to its original state, snap the fingers of your left hand slightly and expect the change to take place. Whatever you perceive with your imagination at this dimension, you can use as points of reference in the future. At this time, we are going to subjectively conduct 4 tests. The first test will be for light, intensity, and color. 1, 2, 3. Sense the intensity and color of light within this object number 1. Whatever you perceive with your imagination at this dimension, you can use as a point of reference in the future. At the count of 3, we will test for temperature. 1, 2, 3. Sense the temperature within this object. Whatever you perceive with your imagination at this dimension, you can use as a point of reference in the future. At the count of 3, we will test for odor. 1, 2, 3. Sense the odor within this object number 1. Whatever you perceive with your imagination at this dimension, you can use as a point of reference in the future. At the count of 3, we will test for solidity of material by knocking on the object. 1, 2, 3. Objectively form a fist and go through the motions of knocking on the object as you do on a wall. What kind of sound do you subjectively hear? How solid would you judge the material to be? Whatever you perceive with your imagination at this dimension, you can use as a point of reference in the future. At the count of 3, you will objectively touch your forehead. 1, 2, 3. Touch your forehead. You are now coming out of the object. Objectively extend your arm and allow the imaginary object to float in space by itself at a level a little higher than the horizontal plane or level of sight. You may return your hand to rest on your lap. How does this object stand out against the natural color of the wall? Keep the object rotating in your imagination. Keep it moving. keep it dynamic. At the count of three, the color of the wall would change to red. One, two, three. The wall is now red. Keep the object rotating, noticing how it stands out against the red background. At the count of three, the color of the wall will change to green. One, two, three. The wall is now green. Notice how the rotating object stands out against the green background. At the count of three, the color of the wall will change to blue. One, two, three. The wall is now blue. Notice how the rotating object stands out against the blue background. The color of the wall will now change back to green, back to red, back to the actual color of the wall. Now the object will disappear from the scene. The object, number one, has disappeared from the scene. At the count of three, we will play back the impressions made with object number two. One, two, three. Extend your arm objectively and mentally play back the previous impressions made with object number two. Repeat every movement. Bring your hand closer and closer as you observe the color, the shape, the size, texture, and density of object number two. Now touch your forehead and mentally project yourself into object number two. In your imagination, you are now within object number two, any depth of this level you desire. You may return your hand to rest on your lap. Remember to use your finger snapping controls to increase and decrease as necessary. At the count of three, we will conduct the first test. One, two, three. Sense the intensity and color of light within object number two. How does the light within object number two compare with that of object number one? What is the difference that makes the difference? Whatever you perceive with your imagination at this dimension, you can use as a point of reference in the future. At the count of three, test for temperature. One, two, three. Sense the temperature within object number two. How does the temperature of object number two compare with that of object number one? Whatever you perceive with your imagination at this dimension, you can use as a point of reference in the future. At the count of three, test for odor. One, two, three. Sense the odor within object number two. How does the odor of object number two compare with that of object number one? Whatever you perceive with your imagination at this dimension, you can use as point of reference in the future. At the count of three, test for solidity of material. One, two, three. Objectively form a fist and knock on object number two. How does the imagined sound of object number two compare with that of object number one? Whatever you perceive with your imagination at this dimension, you can use as a point of reference in the future. At the count of three, touch your forehead to come out of object number two. One, two, three. Touch your forehead. You are now coming out of object number two. Extend your arm and hold object number two at arm's length. Now allow object number two to float in space using as a background the natural color of your living room south wall. Keep object number two rotating. Keep it dynamic. You may return your hand to rest on your lap. At the count of three, the color of the wall will change to red. One, two, three. The wall is now red. How does object number two stand out against a red background? How does this compare with object number one? Keep object number two rotating. At the count of three, the color of the wall will change to green. One, two, three. The wall is now green. How does object number two stand out against a green background? How does this compare with object number one? Keep object number two rotating. At the count of three, the color of the wall will change to blue. One, two, three. The wall is now blue. How does object number two stand out against a blue background? How does this compare to object number one? Keep object number two rotating. The color of the wall will now change back to green, back to red, back to the actual color of the wall. Now object number two will disappear from the scene. Object number two has disappeared from the scene. At the count of three, we will visualize object number three. One, two, three. Extend your arm objectively and visualize object number three, reliving all of your previous movements as you bring your hand closer and closer. Observe the color, the size and shape, the texture and density. Now touch your forehead and mentally project yourself into Object number 3. You are now within object number 3, at any depth or level you desire. You may return your hand to rest on your lap. At the count of 3, we will conduct the first test. 1, 2, 3. Sense the intensity and color of light within object number 3. How does the light within object number 3 compare with that of object number 2 and object number 1? Whatever you perceive with your imagination at this dimension, you can use as a point of reference in the future. At the count of 3, test for temperature. 1, 2, 3. Sense the temperature within object number 3. How does the temperature of object number 3 compare with that of object number 2? And object number 1? Whatever you perceive with your imagination at this dimension, you can use as a point of reference in the future. At the count of 3, test for odor. 1, 2, 3. Sense the odor within object number 3. How does the odor of object number 3 compare with that of object number 2? And object number 1. Whatever you perceive with your imagination at this dimension, you can use as a point of reference in the future. At the count of 3, test for solidity of material. 1, 2, 3. Objectively form a fist and knock on object number 3. How does a reflected sound of object number 3 compare with that of object number 2? And object number 1? Whatever you perceive with your imagination at this dimension, you can use as a point of reference in the future. At the count of 3, touch your forehead to come out of object number 3. 1, 2, 3. Touch your forehead. You are now coming out of object number 3. Extend your arm and hold object number 3 at arm's length. Now allow object number 3 to float in space, using as a background the natural color of your living room south wall. Keep object number 3 rotating. Keep it dynamic. You may return your hand to rest on your lap. At the count of 3, the color of the wall will change to red. 1, 2, 3. The wall is now red. How does object number 3 stand out against a red background? How does this compare with object number two? And object number one. Keep object number three rotating. At the count of three, the color of the wall will change to green. One, two, three. The wall is now green. How does object number three stand out against a green background? How does this compare with object number two? And object number one. Keep object number three rotating. At the count of three, the color of the wall will change to blue. One, two, three. The wall is now blue. How does object number three stand out against a blue background? How does this compare with object number two? And object number one. Keep object number three rotating. The color of the wall will now change back to green, back to red, back to the actual color of the wall. Now object number three will disappear from the scene. Object number three has disappeared from the scene. Whatever you perceive with your imagination at this dimension, you can use as points of reference in the future. It is now an accomplished fact that subjective points of reference have been established at the inanimate matter kingdom at different levels and different depths. To function at these levels and to use these points of reference, all you need is to have a sincere desire to solve problems. Your mind will automatically seek out these points of reference, where you will perceive and become aware of information you can use to solve such problems. And this is so. Every time you function at these levels of the mind and at these points of reference, you will receive beneficial effects physically and mentally. You may use these levels of the mind and these points of reference to help yourself, to help your loved ones, and to help any human being who needs help, physically and mentally. You will always use these levels of the mind and these points of reference in a constructive, creative manner for all that is good, honest, pure, clean, and positive, and this is so. You will continue to strive to take part in constructive and creative activities to make this a better world to live in, so that when you move on, you shall have left behind a better world for those who follow. You will consider the whole of humanity, depending on their ages, as fathers or mothers, brothers or sisters, sons or daughters. You are a superior human being. You have greater understanding, compassion, and patience with others. In a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 5 and cause a sound with my fingers. At that moment, you will open your eyes, be wide awake, feeling fine and in perfect health, feeling better than before. 1, 2, coming out slowly now. 3, at the count of 5, you will open your eyes, be wide awake, feeling fine and in perfect health, feeling better than before. 4, 5, eyes open, wide awake, feeling fine and in perfect health, feeling better than before.